Is it just me, or is the witch hunt against traditional Catholics going into overdrive? It seems like there's article after article and video after video talking about how these traditional Catholics are in schism, and they are being disobedient to the Pope, and testimonial stories of how I escaped the traditionalist trap, and blah, blah, blah. Rather than throwing stones at fellow Catholics, why don't you guys put all that energy into fixing the Novus Ordo? Then you can start telling us that we have to go to it. Call the bishops and the priests out when they start spouting heresy. Demand they stop ordaining the rainbow people and pedophiles and get rid of the ones who are already ordained. How about canceling those priests instead of promoting them and canceling the good ones? Yes, I know that there's been sexual scandals in the SSPX and other traditional groups, but it's nothing compared to what went on and is going on in the mainstream church. So don't sit there and point your finger at them saying, see, 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 look, 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 and ignore what's going on in the mainstream church. If you want to do something constructive, start actually addressing the problems in the church. Scream at them to get rid of the table and put back the altar. Tell the priest to turn around, get rid of the Eucharistic ministers, and get rid of the altar girls. Put the altar rolls back in, put the tabernacle back in the sanctuary, go back to communion on the tongue, and tell these guys to knock it off with the heretical sermons and to stop the goofball stuff. Tell them to get rid of the rock and roll music and put Gregorian chants and Latin back in the Mass, as the Second Vatican Council called for. Tell them to get rid of the ugly art and put sacred art back in and to do something about these ugly post-Vatican II churches. Have the seminarians receive proper formation with sound theology and philosophy. Tell them to get rid of the modernists. Demand that they find out who the Freemasons are and get rid of them. Once you do that, then you can start pointing your finger at people and tell them that they have to go to the Novus Ordo. Take care of the problems that actually caused the traditionalist movement in the first place. Clean up your own house before you tell us that we have to come over and stay. But they're not going to do that because they don't want to actually address the real problems in the church. They admit the problems exist and something needs to be done about them, but they don't go after it with the same veracity that they go after the SSPX and other groups. They'd rather take aim at the weirdos who pray the rosary, practice chastity, and homeschool their 10 kids with a stay-at-home mom. And something else I've noticed, most of these guys don't even go to the Novus Ordo. They've left the Novus Ordo and go to Eastern Catholic churches or mainstream church-approved Latin masses. Well, that's great for you. I'm glad that you have that option. Most people don't have Eastern Catholic churches in their area, and let's face it, church-approved Latin masses are on the chopping block. Let me ask you a question. Are Seta Vacantis really that big of a problem? Is the SSPX really that big of a problem? If it is, it's only because the Novus Ordo is losing people to these traditional groups. Because people are tired of it. They've had enough of the hippy-dippy, let's all hold hands and sing kumbaya Catholicism that nobody really wants anymore. People want tradition. They want the Latin Mass. They want beautiful art, sound theology, Gregorian chants, and good homilies. And they want to be told the truth. And since the mainstream church won't do that, they're going to these traditionalist groups. That's the only reason why all this criticism is ratcheting up against the SSPX and other groups, including Seta Vacantis, because Novus Ordo is losing people. And traditional groups are gaining people, and they don't like that. You add up all the traditional groups, the SSPX, SSPV, the Seta Vacantis, the Conclavus, and the Interregnum people, those who believe that Benedict's resignation was not valid, and it's nothing compared to what you guys claim that you have in the mainstream church. Yet your masses are empty, and theirs are standing room only. What does that tell you? But these critics of traditionalists don't want to actually fix the problems in the church that caused the traditional movement in the first place. They just want to point fingers at us and say, you can't do that. The more you point your finger at us saying, don't be like those guys, the more people the traditional movement is going to attract. That's just how things work. If someone leaves the Catholic Church and starts going to a Protestant church or an Orthodox church, these same people don't seem to care. It's, oh, we're sorry, we wish you wouldn't do that, but we understand. They are our Christian brothers. Still, we recognize Protestants this and Orthodox that, and blah, 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 blah. Love for you to stay, but if this is where you really feel you need to go, then... They gush all over Protestants and Orthodox, not to mention the rainbow crowd and atheists, but if someone starts going to the SSPX... all hell breaks loose. It's, oh my gosh, you can't do that. You're being disobedient to the Pope. You don't see the problem with this?
Why do you stretch your hand out as far as you can to people who don't really want it, but you spit in the face of a traditional Catholic? And I've got news for you. We don't have to follow the Pope and the bishops into heresy. This idea that you have to give blind obedience even in the face of heresy is new. It's actually a post-Vatican I attitude that went on steroids after Vatican II, but it was never the case in the church before. If a pope is in heresy, you don't have to obey him. Look, I have a big tent, I always have, maybe even to a fault. I don't exclude anyone. I even include Protestants and Orthodox, not as Catholics, but as Christian brothers who might make it to heaven. And I think those numbers are going to be much higher than most trads do. I go to the Novus Ordo, I go to the SSPX, and I go to the Diocesan Latin Mass. Some people might think that that's a contradiction, but I don't. We are all Catholics. Even the Sede Vacantist, I include as Catholics and not as schismatics. Saint Cajetan said, "If someone for a reasonable motive holds the person of the Pope in suspicion and refuses his presence, even his jurisdiction, he does not commit the delict of schism, nor any other whatsoever, provided that he would be ready to accept the Pope were he not held in suspicion." Have you seen how many ways the legitimacy of Pope Francis' pontificate is doubtful? I've counted at least four. See my video, "Is Francis Really the Pope, the New Sede Vacantists?" Now, I'm not promoting Sede Vacantism. I would never do that. I think the SSPX is as far as you can safely go right now, and I see no reason to go to Sede Vacantism. I am not a Sede Vacantist. I accept that Francis is Pope, but I'm not going to throw stones at those who doubt it. I get it, and who am I to judge? And yes, I include you, the Novus Ordo people, in my tent. But you need to take a really hard look at the state of the church right now and ask yourself if these other people, the traditionalists, have a point. Not that you agree with them on everything. Now, you might say that we're acting like Protestants because we keep breaking off into different groups. Even the Sede Vacantists splinter off because they can't agree on Sede Vacantism. Yes, this is true. But unfortunately, we don't live in a time where we can go about our lives going to Mass on Sundays, sending our kids to Catholic school, and everybody receives the authentic Catholic faith. You have to catechize yourself. You have to read the councils, the early church fathers, the scholastics, and the Bible. And when people do that, they're going to come to different conclusions and break off into camps, just like the Protestants. That's why we have the magisterium, because these things are not subject to personal interpretation. The Holy Spirit guides the magisterium, not us individually. And yes, these groups, the SSPX, the SSPV, Sede Vacantis, they do not have the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So you are absolutely correct with that criticism, but it's not our fault. The magisterium is not doing its job and hasn't since Vatican II. And that's quite frankly an understatement, because when you do read the councils, the early church fathers, etc., one thing is clear. The mainstream church is not teaching the authentic Catholic faith. They're not teaching what the magisterium has already declared to be true. In fact, in some cases, they're undermining it. And that's the root of the problem. Not Sede Vacantis, the SSPX, SSPV, and others. They're symptoms of the real problem. So why don't you address the real problem? If we fix the real problems in the church, the symptoms will go away. Now, some of you are saying, "Hey, wait a minute, I pray the rosary, or I have 10 kids and I homeschool, I'm a stay-at-home mom,
and I'm one of those Novus Ordo people you're talking about."
Yes, I know I'm making broad general statements, claims about your side that don't necessarily apply to everyone, but then again, so do you about us.
Look, I don't like harping on the Novus Ordo. I go to it, it's valid, and it's licit, but I'm not going to pretend these problems don't exist, as other people seem to want to do. And as far as I'm concerned, until these problems in the Novus Ordo are fixed,
you shouldn't criticize the only people who are actually trying to do something about it and stay Catholic. Now, invariably, I'm going to get comments about the Reverent Novus Ordo Mass, because I always do. You need to just go to a Reverent Novus Ordo Mass. It has communion on the tongue, it's done ad orientem, there's Latin, Gregorian chants, and it's just so reverent and beautiful. Okay, fine, where is it? Because I've been to Masses all through the United States. Not saying I'm Mr. Traveler, but we frequently vacation in the Midwest, the South, and the East Coast, and the Masses are always the same. The priest faces the people, the same old lame songs that only Catholics since the 1970s know. I mean, this stuff doesn't even make it into the Christian charts, which is why I suspect some parishes are singing the more Protestant mainstream songs like "How Great Is Our God," "Amazing Grace," "My Chains Are Gone," and every other Chris Tomlin song. But the priest always does his corny priest joke, and then he gives a lame or heretical homily. He consecrates the host, and then a bunch of women give out communion in the hand. So where exactly is this reverent ad orientem Gregorian chant Latin Novus Ordo Mass with communion on the tongue? I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but it's the exception and not the norm. So why don't you demand it become the norm? Fix the Novus Ordo first, then we can talk. Until my next video, God bless.